Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Good to have you guys along. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So you're a little cryptic before the break about everybody's organs and how they can be, or how they are used, or how they could be used at work or whatever.
Scientists.
Yes.
Scientists. Love scientists.
Sure.
They are.
They do studies.
Weighing in, they're doing a study of the pros and cons of masturbating at work.
Oh, that kind of organ usage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I still say this. I don't understand why there is still such a stigma
mm-hmm.
on something that everybody does. Right? Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody plays with themselves. They do. Mm-hmm. We all do.
Right.
We all go number one.
Mm-hmm.
We all go number two.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go number three with or without a partner.
Right. Just nobody else wants to really hear about it.
You don't have to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would it be so bad? Like, if I was, like, having one of those days, like, if, you know, and you said, John, just go rub one out. And, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? You're right.
Yeah, I would never say that.
I understand that. But if you did, what would be so wrong about it? Nobody knows what's going on in the stall.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not going and making noises or whatever, and it's just purely a biological release.
But I'm sure nobody has to give you that suggestion. It's up to you to go take care of relaxing or lowering your stress how you want, whether it's Xanax, masturbating, or walking in the park.
I guarantee you this. If I came out and was like, you're like a different person, I'm like, yeah, just rub one out, and it got to the boss, I would definitely be dealing with an HR issue.
You'd be spoken to.
I would be spoken to. The question is why? Why? I'm not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything anybody else in this building doesn't do.
Right.
I didn't do it in the hallway. I did it in private,
God.
Like I do any other bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you can argue I shouldn't be able to urinate because, you know, guys, there's urinals, there's people standing around.
Well,
so why would it be that, should it be that big a deal?
Because if HR found out about it, that means you told somebody. The thing is, you're not supposed to walk around talking about what you did in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, but you can. Like, if somebody,
if
you're running to the bathroom and you had to go number two and you had to run and you all of a sudden you came out, you're like, whew, thank God. Like, nobody would bat an eye or call HR.
Right.
But if I was stressed out beyond belief and then I went to the bathroom and went number three and I came back, I'm like, all right, let's get back in the game. I'm ready. What?
First of all, let go of my hand.
I'm not touching your
Don't
hand.
Don't touch me ever.
You know what, Monica? I feel like you're, like, ready to explode.
No, I was laughing, actually.
Oh.
did he hear me laugh all the way there?
Yeah. It says, that being said, you may be surprised to hear that some British psychologists are advocating for there to be masturbation breaks in workplaces so that people can get their jollies in the middle of the day to increase productivity, much like eating a muffin in the break room or taking a cigarette break.
It's not like eating a muffin. It's just not.
Mark Sargent, a psychologist at Nottingham Trent University, apparently thinks it's a brilliant idea. He told Metro that taking a breather from the workday to do that would be very effective at work, considering it'd be a self-motivational reward and would be a great way to relieve tension and stress.
Mm.
Here's the one thing. We all get, and Roger maybe a little bit less so than myself or most other people, but work can get very stressful.
Yeah.
And can build, in some cases, anger or frustration or whatever. You go, you do. Nobody's been angry and then had an orgasm and remained angry. Can we all agree on that? You know?
That's pretty good.
You may have been really pissed off at your wife, right? Really pissed off, angry, and then you had sex, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't even remember what I was pissed off
about. Right. You're some percentage better at worst, if not all better.
That's my whole thing. So why should this be such a horrible, horrible thing?
It's horrible with guys.
It's not,
if
though.
Women came out of the ladies' room and said, so much less stressed, everybody would be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
What? But, but why?
It's that double standard. It's rearing its ugly head even in this situation.
We
are disgusting.
Especially here. We have floor-to-ceiling doors on the stall.
Mm-hmm.
As long as nobody's being disgusting animals,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things are going in the proper receptacles, right?
Right.
I don't think what I'm bringing up here is all that crazy.
Jeff is on line three. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling about the topic you guys are talking about.
Yes, sir.
I'm a plumber out of Tampa, and I'm a residential plumber, so I drive a truck all day. Usually when I'm stuck in traffic, that's what I do.
Oh.
In the car?
Yeah, in the work van.
You're a weirdo.
Well, you carry a rubber, and it's easy cleanup.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me you masturbate with a condom on?
Yeah, so it doesn't get all over the truck.
Oh, you're a neat freak.
I don't know what you are. I kind of feel like you're on the borderline of, like, being Dexter. You know, that's just well thought out. You have condoms because when you're on the way, okay.
Don't you feel like when you're in your work van that you're a little out in the open, just a little bit?
Are you moving in the work van? Are you doing it while driving?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Really? That's talent.
It's talent, but it's a problem.
Dude, highway driving?
At least pull over.
You can crash. One hand on the wheel, one hand on the stick. Good.
You could crash. And now I got to be honest with you, Jeff, you're a little bit of a weirdo.
Well, thank you.
If you told me you were in one of the houses and you were doing a residential job and you went into the bathroom and you did something in the bathroom.
Oh, that's horrible, though. That's a customer's bathroom.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Well, no, that's not. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's the bathroom.
That's where like all the other dudes in my porn.
It's where all the other biological functions go down. What's the difference if it's there?
Because it's not your bathroom.
So
it's
what?
It's their bathroom.
So the work bathroom is our bathroom.
Like, Jeff, as a guy who works in other people's houses, even the number two problem in someone else's bathroom is somewhat you should probably ask type thing, right?
Because that's stinky.
Oh, we've had clients call in because of that. You know, if somebody overdoes that number two and they're angry because... Yeah, so we don't do that. We're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I would have, if I hired somebody, I would have an easier time knowing he went number three in my bathroom than number two.
No, absolutely.
I don't want anybody dropping bombs in my bathroom.
We had a guy who did great home improvements on our first house, did the whole basement. He did everything for us, and it was fantastic, great detail work, very cleaned up well. But once in a while, he did probably a project for us every year. Once in a while, man, I'd come home from work and we'd go, oh, my God, what Phil did to the bathroom. And it was just odor, But it was just a little too much. Like, he should have gone down to, the Wendy's or go use, some commercial bathroom.
Why?
Not use ours. It's in our house.
I know.
And as soon as you open the door, now it's in the living room.
I got you.
It's horrible.
But, okay, so now gun to your head.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather Phil have gone number two, knowing what he does, or gone number three?
Two.
Why?
I want no three done in my bathroom by anybody outside my family.
Right.
It's my bathrooms.
Yeah, but what if it's like a cousin? You don't want that guy doing it either.
Oh,
exactly.
No.
Joe on line two. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, man, I wanted to call up and argue about you guys about how wrong this was going to be, but, I took a break. I took a number three, and I just don't want to argue anymore. So I'm just
going
to you.
See what I'm
surprised
saying?
You even called.
Right.
Probably so relaxed.
I feel great now, man. There's nothing wrong. So, hey, guys, have a great day.
Hey, listen, we got you ready for your weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
Have at it, Joe. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like this. I just don't feel like there should be a stigma as long as it's not being done in the open. It's just another bodily function. You do the other two bodily functions at work. What is the big deal if this happens?
Then would you have a special stall for that? I mean...
No. Why do you need a special... Why would you need a special stall?
Because there's a little bit... I mean, there's more... For you guys, anyway, for boys, there's an outcome of sorts, and where's that going to happen?
We can aim it.
Can you, though, really?
How your last three dates go? They probably aimed right for your forehead, right?
Oh, God.
Right?
The abuse I take.
Oh, my God.
If you didn't lead yourself right there, Monica, stop making it easy. We're quite capable of controlling where it goes.
You're telling me that in the thick of it all and when it's about to happen, you can think? Come on.
Yeah. What do you think? I've never masturbated in a bathroom before?
Clearly, you're an expert at this, but I would think that most guys are in the thick of it and their brain isn't thinking, okay, to the left there. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you're going to use the toilet?
Listen, numb.
Would doing it at work be the would doing it at work be the most perfect place?
No.
But is it possible? to be done responsibly and then go on and have a creative work day.
It's just trickier for guys, though. It's just trickier for guys. I can see girls doing it all day long, but not guys.
I think it's more barbaric for men. You know what I mean? I think
masturbation in general is more barbaric for men.
Why?
Especially if there's no lube involved.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a qualifier.
Well, listen to me.
And by the way, my mom's listening.
I don't care.
So thank you, guys.
If there's lube involved.
She has a Spanish accent. She sounds like this.
Like this?
Like this.
What are you doing at work? That's enough.
JR.
Hi, Mom.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. JR. That sucks.
Mrs. JR. No.
No spanky.
Sorry, Mom.
No bueno.
Hey, Mom, remember that one time you called me masturbating?
Okay.
Si.
You said you were combing your hair.
Your pelota. You play with your pelota.
I don't know what that means.
Pelota balls.
Oh, really?
The hell kind of Mexican are you? You don't know what pelota means?
I don't have balls.
In la casa, en la biblioteca?
In the library.
In la cocina?
In the library. What?
You can only name places.
In el restaurante? In el baño? No bueno. Nada llegar. And now you do it on your bone? You put your bone in the bone? In a studio?
I do it all the time.
No! No bueno! No.
It's so nice to meet JR's mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Plantains at home if you want them, honey. Want plantains? They're fresh?
Yeah, pasteles
too. Whatever you need, baby, okay?
Arroz con pollo.
But not touching your bone! No.
I don't want you to touch my bone, Mom.
No. Your mama don't touch your bone no more.
No.
You baby, you make poopy in a diaper, that's when I touch it. No more. And you not touch either.
Are you trying to say I still wear a diaper, Mom?
No. You not touch, I not touch.
Your mom is confusing.
Right.
At least
only
she knows.
Only Monica touch.
Whoa.
She want to do condor, she do condor. Condor and a JR, okay.
Good news.
Okay.
JR, you can condor. Get two other dudes in there, you can condor it up.
Okay.
Roger, you want to join?
I'm good. I need guys in my porn.
Yeah,
well, that would solve that problem, wouldn't it?
My point that I was trying to get to.
Yes, oh yes, wait. What was it again?
Get it. Rob on line one. Go ahead, Rob.
Man, you guys come up with some good ones today. I'm just saying, you know, the whole masturbation at work thing, this is going to be a touchy subject to talk about, and I really, really watch my mouth here. But... like, you have enough problems with people forgetting to wash their hands when they're doing number one and number two. Could you imagine somebody forgetting to wash their hands when they pull in number three?
Especially if they're like a Walmart greeter
and they're walking in and they're shaking your hand and they're like the hair gel high five or something like that.
But what makes number three so much worse than number one and number two on the hand? It's gross.
Well, you know, I go into bathrooms all the time that are commercial bathrooms that are filthy and disgusting with urine and everything else on the floor. It's like the last thing you want to do is stick to a toilet seat because it's not like you're going to be able to see that as well as a yellow urine stain or, you know, some fecal matter.
All right.
You know, and some guys get out of hand with that whole deal, you know.
Right on.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
We got to take a break. We'll get to some more of your calls when we come back, and then we'll have Dead Guy right around 12:20 or so. We'll have a top 10 list at around 1:30. Some more asinine conversations in between. Hopefully, we'll have some more of JR's mom on the line.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. Right now, I'm liking JR's mom more than I'm liking RBF's dad.
Hopefully, she'll learn a couple more nouns, other places things can happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? Roger, JP on the ball. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Just getting on your lunch hour. Thanks for listening. Good to have you guys along. We were just talking about how scientists did a survey and said for relaxation at work that it should be encouraged that men and women... relieve themselves, in quotes, so to speak, at work.
Go number three.
Yeah.
safe way to say it.
But, I mean, most people are like, eh, I'm all right. You know, if nobody else does it, I'll stay away.
I think people
I think
do.
A lot, most people think like that.
I think more people do it than you think.
Mm.
I'm guilty. I've done it.
Yeah, but I don't on a regular basis.
No.
You know.
No. But I got to be honest with you. It's only because it doesn't really cross my mind because I am at work.
Mm-hmm.
But if I started to think about it, I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. Let me go take it. Let me go see if that works. You know?
Yeah. That'd be funny. We go to break. You're like, I'm going to go take a break.
Well, no.
Just let us know once a week what's going on.
But when I'm in here, I'm happy. I'm not stressed out when I'm in here.
Right.
It's when you go deal with the other stuff. So if I'm getting into arguments or whatever, mm-hmm. I'll be like, you know what? Let me just take a little me time.
Yeah, right.
Give me a few minutes.
Right. And nothing distracts you. Nothing's like you're all like worked up in your head and then you're walking there and then, you know, Sheila from accounting comes up or something and just ruins the whole thing.
She is hot.
You know what I mean?
Like, how would that ruin it, though?
Oh, I don't listen.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I go in there, you bring a set of headphones, you throw in a little porn, you get yourself.
How long are you going to be?
A couple minutes.
My goodness.
Listen, nobody can get me off better quicker than me. Any trick there is to learn about my body, I've learned it by the time I think I was 17 or 18.
Yeah. The mental thing is the big thing, and that's what we were talking about, was what's the problem? Why are people against it or like, oh, come on? It's because guys in that situation, it's not appealing to people. It's just not.
It doesn't have to be appealing. I don't think anybody on the bowl is appealing to people either.
But I know, but that's a fact of life that everybody's
equal
with.
So is this. So is this.
But everybody's not equal with this.
We all do it. Yes, we are. We're all equal in it. All of us.
Thought of as disgusting in that situation, women or not.
Well, we
should. You know
what I mean? We shouldn't be. We're not. Listen, you don't have to go tell all the women in the office. You just need to go take.
That's my point.
You just need to go take care of you. Mm. That's it.
Kyle's on line 4.
We'd be in a much happier place.
What's up, Kyle?
I was just going to say, masturbation for guys is like half as violent and barbaric as women. Like, have you ever seen them flick the bean? Like, they have like full body convulsions.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a guy, I've never masturbated that hard in my whole life. Like, I feel like you rip your skin off.
Yeah. Once they get going
out. Like a machine gun down there. You know? What happens if they're going number three and they have a case for what we do? You know, they're going, they number three a little bit too hard and then they make a huge mess. They're like a girl's going to have them.
I don't know.
You know, what happens then? What do they do? That's not cute. That's disgusting.
Or if a hand slips off, smacks against the wall, they break it. How'd you break your hand? Well,
thanks, flicking Kyle. Beans. I was flicking beans.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Kyle.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's some speed.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
Never noticed machine gun sound effect in there before.
They added that out of the movie. That was in the Red Band trailer.
What's that? It's a flick the bean injury. I haven't heard that phrase in a while.